Here's the next skill I learned that paid big money: organizing. Once you got a few, get them to work together. See, and that's magic. Getting people to work together is magic. Now, yes, it's challenging, like having some, you know, several members of your family. Getting them to work together is challenging, but it's magic. Getting husband and wife to work together is challenging, but it's magic when it happens. But everything magic is challenging. Just got to jot that down. Everything magic is challenging. But once you figure out the challenge and go for it, then the magic occurs. Let me tell you how magical people working together is. Let me quote the Bible again. It says, if two or three agree on a common purpose, nothing is impossible. Just try that on for your mental size. If two or three agree on a common purpose, nothing's impossible. Everybody's looking for a challenge. Here's what I teach, especially the kids. Here's the best challenge in the world. Let's go do it. Not you go do it. Let's go do it. If two or three of us decide on a common purpose to do it, nothing's impossible. Incredible. Working together, organizing. Now, when everybody's an independent, now it's a little more challenging. Like having kids, they've each got their own opinions. They've each got their own ambitions and desires. It's challenging. You've got a variety. But that's what makes life the variety. And it is, in your business, it is challenging, getting people to work together. It's like herding cats. You know, sheep are easy, but you got to try herding cats. But if you can possibly get it done, the power is so immense when you get people to work together. Here's one of the powers of working together: shared testimonials. If I've got somebody new and you're there and I'm there, I give them my testimonial, you give your testimonial. Maybe what tips the scales in getting me a new person is not my testimonial, but my partner's testimonial. Somebody I'm working with, their testimonial got them. Shared testimonials are so powerful. That's why working together is okay, is powerful. Now, working by yourself is okay. All this stuff is okay. Everybody needs to know, though, where are the advantages? And these are some of the advantages. I learned to organize, paid big money. Here's what I next learned to do: promote. Promotion now pays staggering money. Now, the company comes up with what we call major promotions. Here's what you've got to come up with: the smaller promotions. The company comes up with major recognition. You've got to come up with small recognition for your people around you. The top five. The company's got top five. You've got your own top five in maybe two or three categories: top five, top five, top five. And those little recognitions, to reach certain levels in the company, you have to take major steps. But for you, recognition, let them take small steps. Here's one of the secrets of your kind of business: rewarding people for small steps of progress. Rewarding people. Sometimes it's just recognition, handshake, pat on the back, Mary, you're doing a fabulous job. And you figure out what those recognitions are. Small steps of progress. Guess what promotion pays, if you learn it well? Big money. Getting people to do something they wouldn't ordinarily do by themselves. People will do some unique things by themselves, but if you can figure out a way to say, Mary, if you do this and this, she says, well, I'll go for it. Now, she wouldn't have thought of that on her own. Here's what works magic. It's better than money. Money's a bit unimportant. Here's what's important: ingenuity. The best place to wake up your ingenuity is what you're doing right now. Representing a unique product and getting customers, recruiting distributors and promoting and all this stuff. Ingenuity. Figuring out a way. If it doesn't work this way, we'll work another way. I used my ingenuity, made a fortune. My ingenuity worked on doing all these campaigns: the spring campaign and the summer campaign and the winter campaign. This week we're going to recruit school teachers. How many of you got? This is school teacher week, school teacher month. I pick out a little category and say, let's go for it. And it doesn't matter what it is. Just dream up something so that somebody's got a little more objective to go for than just their own. Key phrase: we all need to belong to something bigger than ourselves. Because we furnish inspiration for what's bigger, and the bigger furnishes inspiration for us. I learned promotion and it paid big money.